Your Money Briefing. Money and Market Stories from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. The booming economy hasn't made retirees any more confident about having enough to live on. We'll explain why in a moment. First, these money headlines. The Wall Street Journal Daily Shot column points out that amid the shortage of skilled labor in the U.S., job hopping is becoming increasingly lucrative. Since 2016, the median wage growth of workers who switched jobs has outpaced those who punched in at the same job every day. In the latest 2018 figures, those who switched jobs have seen an average median wage growth above 4%, while growth for those who stayed in jobs was below 3%. U.S. new home sales surged in March, capping off a strong first quarter in a segment of the housing market characterized by solid buyer demand. The Commerce Department says purchases of newly built single-family homes increased 4% from the prior month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 694,000 in March. March's rise comes on the back of a 3.6% increase in February and upward revisions for both January and February sales rates. And the Conference Board says its index of consumer confidence rose 1.7 points from a month ago. Confidence had dipped in March after hitting the highest level since 2000 in February, but in perhaps the most significant development, the share of Americans expecting their incomes to decline over the next 6 months fell to its lowest level since December of 2000. This is your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Is your 401k on track? Bloom, with three O's, is the simple and smart way to grow your 401k. Go online to bloom401k.com to get your truly free 401k audit. Simply grab your employer-held 401k account login info, and in a matter of minutes, Bloom performs an unbiased analysis of your 401k right before your eyes, showing you the best fund mix to meet your goals while minimizing investment fees. Bloom does all the work for you. The hardest part for you is remembering there are three O's in Bloom. Enter promo code WSJ for your first month free. Visit Bloom401k.com and try it for free now.
Welcome back, everybody. The economy is running on all cylinders, and the stock market, amid some bumps, has turned in strong returns in the past 12 months. So you'd think the retirees would be confident that they have enough funds to live on. Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson joins us to explain that that's not exactly the case. So, Ann, we're getting the sentiment here from retirees from a survey that's just been released.
Right. So every year, the nonprofit Employee Benefit Research Institute does a survey, and this is the 28th year of the survey. So, you know, it's a long-running survey. It's done by a very reputable organization. So, you know, it's something that I typically pay attention to.
And it shows the retirees are very worried about the rising costs of health care, among other rising costs as well.
Right. So what it shows is that last year, about 85% of retirees who they polled said that they were pretty optimistic about being able to cover their basic expenses in throughout the course of their whole retirement, you know, things like food, shelter. But this year, that number dipped to about 80%. You know, I mean, again, this is 80% of retirees are saying that they think they can cover those costs. That's a good thing. But it's down from 85% last year. And when you probe as to why, it looks like concerns about healthcare costs and long-term care costs are causing the concern.
So why is it that retirees are so concerned about health costs?
Well, I think that some of the concern for retirees might trace to Medicare Part B premiums. For the past like 3 years, if I'm remembering right, or the past few years, medical premiums for Part B, which covers doctor's visits, have been pretty stable for most people. Not for everybody, but for 70% of Medicare participants. But this year, just for a variety of technical reasons, the Part B premium actually jumped significantly for those 70% of people. I think it went from something like $109 a month to $134 a month. So that may actually, I mean, the speculation from the people who put together this survey is that that may have caused some of this concern about medical costs.
That's a big jump.
It is a big jump.
And as was the case in past years, retirees are more confident than workers about having enough comfortably to retire on.
Yeah, that's typically the case, because when you think about people who are working, even if they're, you know, say 10, 15 years from retirement, there's a substantial amount of uncertainty that those people have as to what's going to happen over the next 10 to 15 years of the stock market. Is the stock market going to do well? Are my returns from bonds going to be, you know, adequate? Is my health going to be good? Am I going to be able to keep my job? So there's so many questions that I think workers have that retirees don't have. Retirees are in retirement and they're actually somehow generally making things work. So I think that, you know, they're generally more confident, the retirees are, than the workers are.
And living a bit of a happier life.
Well, you know, I guess if you equate confidence and happiness.
But there was a troubling figure in your story. About 65% of American workers said that they or a spouse have saved money for retirement, but half of those reported that the total value of their savings, excluding any home equity, is below $25,000.
Right. So actually, just to be clear, the almost half that said the value of their savings is below $25,000, that includes all workers. So it's not just the 65% who are saving. It's,
okay.
It's everybody. So it includes a lot of people who are saving nothing, who have zero in that equation, which is to say it's still not good that almost half of American workers are saying that the value of their savings, excluding their home equity, is below $25,000. I mean, that's low. But, you know, again, you've got young workers in that mix. You've got workers who are saving nothing. You've got workers who don't have access to 401k plans. There's a variety of reasons why people might have low savings, some of which because you're young may make sense. Others because you don't have access to a 401k plan, that could be a problem.
And in many cases, as workers approach retirement, they may have some starry-eyed plans of working for pay once they're retired. But it turns out that most wind up not doing that.
Well, yeah. So what they did was they compared the age that the workers said they wanted to retire, which was a median of 65. In comparison of people who are already retired, the median age of retirement was 62. So it does show a bit of a gap. I mean, on the other hand, so it could be that workers have unrealistic expectations and that the reality is going to be that they're going to retire sooner than they expect to or want to. On the other hand, it could be that, you know, we're seeing people retire later on average now than even 10 or 15 years ago. You know, I mean, clearly we've got an aging population, and at some point workers, you know, employers are having to find ways to keep the older workers on the job who they want to keep. So it could be that, you know, today's workers are being entirely reasonable to think that they can retire at 65 and the economy and the job market will change to reflect our aging society.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson joining us here in our studio. Ann, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal invites you to attend our first ever Future of Everything Festival, taking place May 8th through the 10th in New York City. To learn more and buy tickets, visit us at foefestival.wsj.com. Get a special offer of $100 off on tickets using promo code FOEF100.